The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05, January the 13th, 2011. And we're back and we're rolling, and it's call us at 530-605-4567 or hop onto the computer at KCNR1460.com. Click in the on-air box and you can listen to us as we stream, but you can also jump into the chat room. And we have the most eclectic group of chatters that you're going to run into. And the best part, they're civil. Yeah, they're civil. For the most part, you know, a couple things are directed at Bad Bob, but he usually deserves it. And speaking of Bad Bob, good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
Okay, why don't you start out by saying, oh, gee, you're running a little slow this morning, Carl, huh?
Well, now that Linda's back in the house, you're back on the peak of your game. And I was not it was not meant to be disparaging. It was that I missed Linda's moderating influence.
I missed Linda being conscious for 2 days. And speaking of Linda and consciousness, here she is.
Thank you. It's great to be back. And, you know, it's really funny. I really was down, and my butt was kicked by this crud that's going around, I suppose. And I wanted to come on the air to support you, my love, and also just to, you know, just be part of the deal and, you know, see how long I can last. But anyway, it's 46 degrees. And happy to be, you know, it just, I miss being here, even though I could hardly get out of bed. But a couple things, too, I just want to tell you about the weather and come across a couple things that are the lighthearted side of things. Actually, just flipping the channels, it's enough to be depressed with everything that they say on the news and the front page of papers. It's just, you know... You got to just have hope. In January's dark enough as it is after the holidays, you know, we all have this. I don't know what it is. I mean, the holidays are supposed to be a cheerful time, but I think it's the up and on and parties and
it's the highest rate of suicides is after the holidays,
yeah.
and divorces. All those things, because people are trying. People make it through the holidays. They fake it. They fake it. They fake it. They get through the holidays, and boom.
And you know, there's then, just this downward kind of.
But not here.
No, not. Well,
not
we're informative.
Here.
At least I'm being honest about it. So anyway, I've just. But you know, going on to my emails this morning, I have probably I don't know how many friends that have. You know, this stuff is going around, and you know, thank God for antibiotics. But anyway. Going to be rainy today with a 90% chance. I came across.
I imagine it's 100% right out here right. in front of the studios.
Driving
it's 100%.
Yeah.
I wanted to share with you this morning also the top 10 books of the year.
Of
you
last,
want to hear about
of
it?
Last year?
Yeah. For what? 2010. Exactly. Not this year, of course. But remember, I was talking to you about the foreign films, the foreign film of these books, and when we walked into Barnes and Noble, there was the girl with the tattoo, the girl with the what's it called?
Dragon.
The girl with the dragon tattoo. Those the three movies.
Well, but Bad Bob was talking about her too. But I think it was at that dancing place out there toward Chico, or was this a different type of? Oh.
Well, I think his name is Stieg. Is it Stieg? Stieg Larsson. He's the author. And he wrote these series of books, The Girl Who Played with Fire and The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest. And my girlfriend, about 4 or 5 months ago, was telling me, she's from L.A., and she was telling me about these foreign films and that her husband, who doesn't like foreign films, they went, you know, of course, I think he probably went to appease her, but enjoyed them so much. And so then afterwards, she read the book. So right now, those are the top three books of last year. I think it's I will say Stieg Larsson. I hope that's how we pronounce it. And then I thought I'd share with you too the other ones. Decision Points, George Bush book, it was number 4. And The Last Song by Nicholas Sparks, and that, of course, is a book that's been being made into a film. Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Ugly Truth, Eat, Pray, Love, Dear John. Number 9 on the list was The Help. And
all these have been made into movies.
Yeah.
A lot of these have been into movies.
And number 10 is Breaking Dawn. But I thought it was pretty cool that George Bush's book was number 4.
You know, I didn't see any in there by Pelosi or anything. But it's probably, there's good reasons for that. Anyway, you know, and the funny thing about it is so many of them have been made into movies. Okay, let's take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Come kick off your new year at Wind River Casino, where they continue to set the bar with the finest prizes and largest payouts in the North State. Play Soul Survivor Swipe to Win giveaway and swipe your way into a brand new 2011 Kia Soul and free slot play. Come down and check out the newly remodeled casino with over 1,000 slot machines to choose from, as well as many of your favorite table games. Swipe to Win and Play to Win entries. Just use your free River Club card daily. The more you play, the more chances you have to drive home in the all-new 2011 Kia Soul. This is the ride that looks different and rolls different. Kia Soul, a new way to roll. Play Soul Survivor Swipe to Win. The rewards are endless with over $20,000 in prizes. Swipe to Win and Play to Win entries for a chance to win at the drawing on Friday, January 28th. For more information on Wind River's Soul Survivor promotion, log on to windriver.com or come on down and check out your brand new Kia Soul at Wind River Casino. Don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR from 8 to 9 for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460 from 8 to 9. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Only in America can you donate to a worthy cause and eat all the crab you want in one fabulous evening. You guessed it. It is the 24th annual Shasta Women's Refuge, all-you-can-eat crab feed. Saturday, February 5th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Welcome room opens at 4 p.m. Dining rooms open at 5 p.m. with a no-host bar, live and silent auction items, and balloon raffle prizes. Then indulge yourself with a delicious all-you-can-eat crab dinner, including clam chowder, salad, French bread, coffee, and dessert. This well-known dinner is the largest fundraising event for the Women's Refuge and always is a sellout event, so get your tickets early. Only $40 and available at Shasta Women's Refuge, Holiday Market on Placer Street, and at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org. Reserve your table for 8 with VIP seating, wine, and special goodies by calling Christy at 244-0118, extension 202. Co-sponsored by Haleakala Ranch, Roberts Memorial Foundation, Curtis and Elizabeth Weishan, Florence Hungerford, and Lane Larson.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Carla and Linda Bott, good morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming and chatting at KCNR1460.com. Bob's getting us up on the chat room. It's 7:13 in the morning, and it's January the 13th. Okay, that last commercial you just heard for the Women's Refuge crab feet.
Right.
Well, it's a PSA. It's a public service announcement that we are more than happy to do. You know us. We put out public service announcements at a drop of a hat. If you got something going, bring it to us, which they do. And we support our community, and that's just one of the ways we can do it, is get the word out. Well, they sent me a script. That Bad Bob, how long does this script have to be? Like 2 minutes?
Yeah, it was a bit long.
So there I am trying to get all of this in with words like Alika. And I still can't say it, Haleakala. And the names of the people, which are not hard names, but you're trying to say them all at the same time. So finally we went down it, and luckily the Bad Bob did not put the last 5 words I said onto this, and we'd be off the air.
We need to hire that person that goes, brought to you by...
You know, as things I've said before to Bad Bob, as I walk away from the mic, is see if you can save this one. So, but you did a great job, Bob.
Well, got before all we took out. A break, we were talking about the girl with the dragon tattoo, and on the line right now, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning, folks. How are you doing today?
Well, you know what? We're you know, it's good. It's 7:15 in the morning.
Rain outside.
Rain outside. Sunshine in here.
What's on your mind, Jim?
Hey, and we live in America. Hey, yeah, I just heard you talking about that girl with the dragon tattoo series, and it would kind of surprise me because my wife really loves that series. There's three books. She's
right.
Read them all, and there's three movies out, and I they have two of them out on DVD already.
Oh, good.
And they are one is the girl with the golden or the dragon tattoo, and the other one's the girl who played with fire.
Right.
And they are riveting. These movies are really awesome.
Well, I'm glad that you're weighing in on that because, like I said, my girlfriend, who is an avid movie buff, and she's with Screen Actors Guild, and she's SAG and all that, and she, they go to movies constantly, or in the industry, and she was telling me about it in November, and then we went to a bookstore, and then later on, you know, Carl and I went into the bookstore, and we saw them, you know, being displayed right up front. And I said, I think that's the series that my girlfriend was talking about.
The books and
the movies. She saw the movies, and she saw them with the subtitles.
Yeah, they have it where you can put on the subtitles, or they have it where you can overdub it in English.
It's
Swedish.
Exactly.
And, I'd really recommend the movie. I wouldn't recommend kids seeing it because there are some really adult scenes in there, like, you know, nudity and stuff. But, it's really, if you ever have a chance to go see it, see it.
Okay,
and,
well, how about if we
one more thing real quick is that I guess that an American company is going to redo the series.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know why, but anyways, I just wanted to give you a shout-out on that.
Hey, so great.
Well, good, Jim. Thanks a lot.
Great.
We appreciate that.
All right, so then you know somebody, obviously, Jim and his wife, they love...
Obviously, people of taste.
Well, I mean...
They listen to our show. They watch these books. They watch these movies.
We're going to get those DVDs, and I want to see the foreign... I want to watch it with a subtitle. I like to see it in its original form. You know, once you get past the point, it's almost like kind of seeing 3D. I think once you get yourself focused into... it's like an exercise, and you watch the subtitle, and then you see what they're saying. I don't know a lot of people. I can't do that, and I can't see the movie at the same time. You train your eye to do that, and it's really great if you ever get a chance to go to a short film festival, especially a short foreign film festival. They're fascinating because you see how different cultures will do films, and it's really a good way. It's almost like going to a museum, but you get to see things live and through the eyes of the Japanese filmmaker, like in this way, it's a Swedish filmmaker.
Well, so much of the nuance is in the inflection and in the way it's said, not just the words themselves.
Nuance, inflection. Ooh. Okay, hey, look, we're gonna take. Hey, John's on the phone. We're gonna take a quick break though, because and that gives a little more time in this next segment. So we're gonna take a quick break. Carl on the bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Hold on.
Hang on to the phones.
We buy, we sell, we trade. Gold at the Gold Mart, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, publisher of MyOutdoorBuddy.com, your host for North State Outdoor News from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings at KCNR. Our show will be forward-looking, fast-paced, and packed with info. Tune in, and you could win a free ticket worth $15 to the ISE show in Sacramento, January 20 to 23rd. Please support our sponsors, Coach Master of Redding and Loyal Pet Food, and then join us Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m. for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news from MyOutdoorBuddy.com.
When you're low on finances, the last thing you need is a collision repair bill. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Unfortunately, the truth is, a vehicle collision never occurs at a convenient time. It surprises many people to learn that there may be expenses not fully covered by insurance. Vehicle parts that are worn, such as tires, batteries, and the paint job, may be depreciated. In other words, the insurance company will pay only a portion of the repair, and the vehicle owner will have to come up with the balance. Then there is the expense of the rental car and an unexpected deductible. Coachmaster can help. We have made arrangements with a national credit company for a six-month no-interest loan to help when unexpected expenses occur. Stop by for complete details. Credit is often established with a simple phone call. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 7:21 in the morning, January the 13th, 2011, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Doug Tooley putting in Dish Satellite. He's in a new location right on 1345 Liberty Street. His phone number is 244-1988. He puts in Dish Satellite. He does a great job. He's a veteran. He's a local guy. Give him a call, 244-1988. We use him at our home. We've had no problems, and nor do we expect any, because it's Doug Tooley from B&T Satellite. Let's go to the phones. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, Linda, Bad Bob. And Linda, welcome back. It's nice to have the feminine side of the program on air again.
You know, it kind of brings a little, you know, quality
like
back.
It brings
a little quality to ordinarily a big brawl we
it
have
here.
It
just puts a little stripe down the testosterone wall.
I stopped smelling smoke, tobacco, you know, cigar smoke coming through the radio.
Yeah, it's like she says, it puts a little white strip in the wall of testosterone that comes through. Okay.
Listen, I'm calling because I got one of those things in my craw. I posted it on the
blog,
but I really wanted to talk about it. And I'm just going to go ahead and read off what I wrote a little bit and put some other inflection into it. The political exploitation of the Arizona shootings is a disgrace. Everyone from President Obama, Sarah Palin, Rush Limbaugh, Michelle Malkin, and most disgusting of all is Keith Olbermann. People who never knew her refer to Congresswoman Giffords as our friend Gabby and proclaim love for her. Self-serving rhetoric is the order of the day. Disrespectful to those injured, killed, and the true family and friends, this has turned into a self-serving political stage, and the players ought to all be ashamed of themselves. This thing is just horrible, the way they're playing this and using it for political rhetoric. If I hear one more time, and she opened her eyes, like a minister from the pulpit calling for the hosannas out of the witnesses in the pulpit, in the pews. It's disgraceful.
Well,
I guess that's it. I got it out of my system. Now I feel better.
Well, I think it is. You know, and it's...
And this is the place to do it.
Yeah, if you got something stuck in your craw, where else do you come?
Well, John, you know, go ahead. You were going to say something.
Well, no, we interrupt each other, but the thing about it is John's right, is everybody goes back to this, let's lessen the rhetoric, and then it is just piling on.
And they ratchet it up
as far as they can. Yeah, and then you've got, Olbermann, and I think somebody put it down as PMS NBC, which I thought was kind of funny. And here it comes. And then here comes the ancillaries that go along with this, John, by the way. Representative King, a Republican out of New York, wants to introduce legislation that is illegal to carry a weapon within 1,000 feet of an elected representative or a high government official at a political rally or at any political meeting. So here you go. Okay, 1,000 feet. So here's Patrick Jones.
Yeah.
Is Patrick Jones is someplace
no guns
in the town.
In Redding.
That's right. No guns anywhere, because I tell you what, it's like the spotted owl. That once you put one there, then you know, then you're going to see you won't be able to get anywhere. Then the other one, another, by the way, another Republican says, let's put a plexiglass shield between the gallery in Congress and the representatives on the floor. Well, you know, another great idea. The next one coming in was the representatives arming themselves. Now, see, I don't have a problem with that, because you should have a right, if you're a law-abiding citizen, to carry a weapon, to carry a concealed weapon. See, I have no problem with that one. But then you get into other things. Let's ban high-capacity magazines. Let's ban this. Let's ban that. Let's do all the things that California does, because, gosh, we've just got a great system, right? And that's what Ms. Boxer says. So, you know, we get started on this, and it's like, let's take this one incident, this one.
And build a whole pyramid.
Now, what happened at Fort Hood, Texas, when a terrorist killed all these soldiers, including a pregnant woman? Did you hear the outpour like this? Did you hear all the screaming? Did you hear any of this? I mean, there was consternation, but then it just, like, you know, it kind of like leveled off.
I haven't even heard the outcome of that major, whether he was
convicted. Still hasn't even gone to trial yet. I don't even think he's gone to trial. But this guy, you know, this person who was arrested several times for alcohol and drug related offenses never went to jail.
Stopped 20 minutes before the shooting by a police officer and given a warning for running a red light.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I'm okay with that, John.
I am, too.
I run red lights. So
do?
Yeah, if somebody gives me a warning for running a red light, no, well, the cameras don't, but, you know, policemen are a lot nicer than cameras. Anyway, but the bottom line is, you're right, is that people are using this, and now we're starting to see the surges to do stupid things. People need to take a step back. People need to take a look at, this was a horrible tragedy, but let's think about long-term implications of doing weird things right now.
Some respect rather than opportunism would be really nice.
How about that?
All right, John. Thanks for weighing in. Okay.
Have a great day, and welcome back, Lynn.
Thank you.
Bye.
You know, I want to make a comment, about how our dignitaries, our elected officials, our president, want to keep things kind of in the middle. It was, so here is a terrible, terrible tragedy. And I understand, John, what John's saying. I came in the station this morning and I heard some of our people here talking about the same feeling that John and others in the chat room have had about the speeches and feeling. But my point is that if you're a politician, I see it like this. I see it as that they're taking this opportunity to sell to Americans and to the world that we are united, and taking this moment to try to unite us. And that's why they said, and you could think that's a bunch of crap, but that's what, to me, their intention was.
Well, you're talking about...
talking about their speeches. I'm talking about how they're saying, our friend and Gabby, as nauseous as it may make you, I think that that's what they're thinking, is if we come across like we're friends and we're united and we were all together and we're trying to make the country a better place.
Yeah, and I agree with that completely. But I think what John's comment was, and the ones I'm trying to read because it's so fast in the chat room, is that they're talking about commentators who are now using this to ratchet up everything.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
And, Obama... I tell you what, if anybody, and we've got people on the line here, we're going to take you across to the other side. I'm sorry, Jim, we're getting ready to break here. The thing about it is, this young woman, this young girl, this 9-year-old, born on 9/11.
Wow.
You know, if there's any, you know, if there's, and I hope this isn't exploited, though. I understand that Beck had her photo up for his whole show. Here's a little girl born on 9/11 that was, from everything you read about her, is obviously a great child, and she was involved in her student council, and she came to this rally brought by a friend, and was murdered by this
crazy
creature.
Yeah.
And you know, that had a huge impact on me. The fact that she was there because she believed in, you know, if you can believe what you read, what her parents say, which I do. You're a fine young child that believed in the system and believed in our government and our country. And that's what we can't forget. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Jim, we'll get to you right after these messages.
From the Fox Business Network, jobless claims unexpectedly rising last week when economists expected initial claims to dip slightly. The Labor Department saying 445,000 people filed for benefits for the first time. The increase comes just 2 weeks after claims fell below the 400,000 level for the first time since July 2008. This is yet another sign the labor market is a lagging indicator of the economic recovery. We've also gotten reports on wholesale inflation and the trade deficit. In December, wholesale inflation rising 1.1%, that slightly above estimates, but core inflation, which strips out volatile food and energy prices, coming in line with expectations. And in November, the trade deficit unexpectedly narrowed to $38.31 billion. As for stocks, they are dipping slightly lower in early morning trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 17, 18 points, about a tenth of a percent. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
Every day, more people wake up with America's number one morning news show. Breaking news you need to know, guests you have to see, and stories that have everyone talking. Steve, Brian, and Gretchen, the fair and balanced news team more Americans trust.
You get news like you don't see it on other channels. We have a conversation with America.
The difference with Fox and Friends is that we also bring you tons of fun, and you're just not going to find that anywhere else.
Weekdays, wake up to Friends. Wake up to Fox and Friends, only on Fox.
Are you a movie buff? Or do you just like movies like I do? If you do, join Don Shulman every Sunday from 11 to 12, right here on KCNR 1460. We'll be talking about your favorite movie, your least favorite movie, what's happening in the movie industry, what's releasing, what's going on, and hearing from you, the most important person, the critic. So join me, Don Shulman, every Sunday from 11 to 12 here on KCNR.
Hi, folks, this is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer.
Are you frustrated with skyrocketing utility bills? Today, there's an answer to reducing your cost for natural gas, propane, fuel oil, or electric. It's a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. With a geothermal comfort system, you could save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. The Water Furnace system operates at a fraction of the cost of ordinary furnaces and air conditioners, so it can take a big bite out of your utility bill. For more information, contact your local independent Water Furnace dealer, Crystal Air, at crystalair.in. info, or call 530-623-1000.
Do you dream of a platinum wedding, but the reality is you're working with a bronze budget? Then join us for Bridal Talk on KCNR 1460 AM. You'll find the latest tips and information from the area's best wedding industry professionals who really understand how to make your dreams of the perfect wedding a reality in spite of the current economy. And be sure to register for home entertainment products at Clyde's Next Generation, your brand source home entertainment store located in the Shasta Center behind Cool Hand Luke's in Reading.
Bridal Talk, Sunday from noon till 1 on KCNR 1460.
Yeah. Welcome back. Yeah.
Bright light said it gonna set my soul. Gonna set
currently
my soul
46 degrees this morning. This is the 13th of January. It's 7:33 in the morning. Let's go to the phones. Jim, you are.
Okay, we lost Jim.
Okay,
oh,
well,
Jim,
this portion of the show is brought to you by TMB, Tobacco and Brew, on 2143 Hilltop Drive. The finest walk-in humidor in the state, and great coffee from Espresso Joe's. You can buy the best coffee there, fixed the way you want it. Plus, they have all these coffee beans for sale. Great prices for them there. Tobacco and Brew is a warm, friendly place, and Joe and Shelley are warm, friendly people who welcome our citizens in there and support our veteran community and our the rest of our community. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, I'm sorry, Jim, we lost you. Give us a call back when you can. One of the things, too, is that we talked about was the things are, you know, the chat room is going like crazy, mainly about they're arguing about how bad the pundits are on the left and how they're trying to link everybody in. And there looks like a couple of these are saying trying to out conserve the other one. But that's okay. We love it. Okay. The one of the other things that happened here also, what we've got. Jim's back
yeah,
on.
Good, Jim.
Okay, Jim.
All right.
Hi, I thought you guys got tired of me calling.
Or oh, no,
no, no,
no,
Jim. We,
no,
were, we
I
had
know.
To go to a break.
You
there.
Have to right. do the commercials, you know.
Hey,
that's.
You know, I do agree that Obama, you know, I'm sure Obama is saddened by this event, but it when I saw excerpts of his speech, it sounded like a speech, like something that he was reading, you know. It wasn't, didn't really feel from the heart. But one thing that nobody's talked about is the individual that carried this out. He was busted for drug paraphernalia at one time. And when you fill out a DOJ, I'm sure you know that you have to divulge, you know, if you have any drug problems or anything. And I'm just wondering if, you know, how that got missed. And I'll take my comment off the air.
Thanks, Jim.
You, hey, Jim, what I think would happen, if I remember it right, and I heard it this morning from Jim Brimmer, is that he got pulled over in a with somebody else in a car, and they went searched. They had remnants of a marijuana cigarette and a pipe there.
2007, I think the year was 2007.
It could be 2007. And so when that happens, I think it was they were released because it wasn't considered a felony, and they didn't get him for anything. You know, it might have been just like almost like a misdemeanor. So the question on the Department of Justice says, are you addicted to or use the following? And you know, marijuana is one of them. So obviously he lied. And, or that it was, you know, well, he never brought it up. And unless you do, and unless it goes through like in a felony and it gets into the records like that, how are you going to know? The only thing the background check shows is, if you know, time in jail, you know, different things like restraining orders, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's a good question. You know, he was, but there was other times he was pulled over and other times that he got in trouble that the police knew who he was. It was never taken to the next step, which is unfortunate, as we have found out. Okay. Let's change the subject a little
just
bit.
Just a little bit. I want to.
Okay.
We can keep ripping away in the chat room, of course, but I just thought, you know, Gold is up, and I had to share this with you guys. Vegas casinos have ATMs close at hand for gamblers who can't resist taking one more spin on the playing one more hand. Now, the venerable Golden Nugget Hotel and Casino has a new twist on ATMs. Get this, you guys. It has just unveiled a machine that dispenses gold bars and coins instead of 20s. But those who've always wanted to get into the gold market, the machine makes it easy. It's called the Go-To-Go machine. It spits out 24-karat gold bars from 1 to 250 grams, and it can vend gold coins and bars with Golden Nugget logo. The cost is constantly updated to reflect the ever-changing gold market. A computer inside the ATM keeps up with the current prices. They're saying there isn't a commission per se, but the gold is slightly higher than market price. Every gold bar is a 24 carat and comes with a money back guarantee. So right now it's $1,000 an ounce. You can't use it to buy chips or anything at the hotel or the casino. It's an investment opportunity. And they have it bolted to the ground to discourage heists and under constant surveillance. You know what? I'm going to go now. I'm going to talk about also, speaking of safes, a girlfriend and you know, they've got it bolted to the ground. A girlfriend of mine recently told me about how somebody got into their safe. They cut out the bottom of the safe and stole the jewelry out of inside the safe.
From coming what?
In the house. They went underneath the safe and cut out. So they didn't know from the front. But they were able to get underneath it. So I don't know what kind of safe it was. But anyway, going back to the gold thing, I thought that was an interesting topic of you know, how to be able to invest your money if you're a gambler and buy your gold coins.
Okay. Hey, you know, Doug LaMalfa, Senator LaMalfa, our new senator, newest senator, has introduced legislation to defund the California proposed high-speed train system. If you remember, that's a $9.4 billion, let me say it again, billion-dollar bond that we, the people, voted on, and it's supposed to start next year. Now, this high-speed train is supposed to go between Los Angeles and San Francisco, $9.4 billion, but everybody that has done studies on this, University of California, you know, state organizations, everything has done it, said, oh, it's going to take a lot longer. It's going to cost a lot more than $9.4 billion. Did I say billion? So LaMalfa has introduced a bill to defund it. Great idea. How about this? If you still want to have something like this, why don't we just push it back until the unemployment rate reaches like 5% and we don't have a $20 billion deficit here in the state? I like that idea. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your timeout location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256, or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
How does the Chamber help small business? It helps in many ways by making referrals and establishing connections between people and business. But one of the most important Chamber features is the timely and valuable seminars the Chamber conducts. Over the past year, the Chamber has featured such topics as effective performance appraisals, customer service, professional writing, employment law, enterprise tax zones, and good HR practices. These seminars can save your business time and money. For more information on our upcoming seminars or about the Chamber, visit us at readingchamber.com or call the Chamber at 225-4433. That's 225-4433.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Two, three, here we go.
Linda Bott, on the spot. Linda Bott, on the spot.
Hey. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me right here on KCNR 1460, Thursday nights at 6 p.m. We're going to be talking about film, fashion, fun, what's hot and what's not. Or On the Spot with Linda Bott. Thursdays here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you by Elegant Soul, Mike's Music, and the Mount Shasta Mall. See you then.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 605-4567 is the phone number, and we're streaming and chatting at KCNR1460.com. 7:43 in the morning. The temperature is 46.
Well, you know, we're going to tell you, this portion of the show is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, and don't forget that Candice Lavolsio will be out there playing the harp on... playing her beautiful harp on Valentine's. The 13th, actually, is they're going to be doing a two brunch sittings. So call 474-5546 and get in on that. You know, you guys in the chat room, when we went to the break, too, we were talking about the last article I was reading about the gold coin. It's like a bar. $1,000 piece, but obviously that was written at a time when they said the computer chip inside the machine will know what the gold is going for at that time, at that moment. So it's up to $1,385, and I checked it at the break, and thank God, you guys, you know, you're really on it. So if there's misinformation, you guys are getting to it before we have to go through commercials. We have to go back to station identification.
Yeah, Gator says it went up. It was at one point it was $1,750. I think it might have been a little bit higher
than
that.
$1,385 right now. I mean, at this moment, right, according to the internet. So thank you for, you know, we got it, you got it. Anyway, so moving on.
You know, some of the other things that's going on, you know, after the congresswoman was shot and all the other people were shot, and let's just say that the tragedy in Arizona, there's a Palm Springs man was arrested, charged with threatening a congressman. So you think to yourself, well, maybe this was, you know, overreaction, until you read what the guy said, and he called and left. He left messages calling McDermott, who was a Democrat, called him disgusting, filthy, and murderous, and a criminal, and threatens to kill him if he ever, you know, blank around with my money. In the second message, he says, I'm going to hunt him down and get rid of him. You know, those kind of things, yes, find him, put him away, to make sure those types of statements, there should be somebody looking him up, and there should be somebody bringing him in to have him assessed mentally, if nothing else. You know, some of the things that are going on here, you know, at 8 o'clock we have Mike Wiley and Mel Fisher. We're going to be talking about the ceremony that's going on Saturday out at IGO for the Pearl Harbor Memorial commemoration. You know, some other things have been happening here in the United States and in Shasta County. The foreclosures in Shasta County last year were the highest in 6 years. And 445,000 new applicants for unemployment this past week. It's the highest in 2 months. It had dropped during Christmas, during the holidays, but now it's back up again. You know, this is, you know, everybody has taken off work this week back in Congress due to the shootings and what happened down in Arizona. And I can understand that. But you know what? It's what's good for the country is the fact is to get back to work, representatives. Get back to work, senators. And yes, it's tragic to lose one of your own, but there's work to be done. You can't stop because of that. And you've got to keep moving forward. Our economy is in shambles. Take a look at what we talked about yesterday. If you didn't hear the show yesterday with Larry Lees, go to our archives and listen to what he says about the impacts that this new state budget can have on Shasta County. Talking about, you know, the amount of work that's being pushed down, programs being pushed down to us with no money. Where's that going to come from? Talking about, the extension of taxes. Is that going to happen? If it doesn't, what's the impact? What about the, Brown yesterday, you know, cut out 45,000 cell phones that we, the taxpayers, were paying for, $20 million. Well, there's another 45,000 out there that's being used. Who are they? Are we paying for that? How can you cut that back? How can you put jobs together? How can you put departments together? How can you get rid of commissions? What can you do about the illegal problem for funding that? I didn't see that anywhere. I don't see that anywhere, whether it's national or state. So these are things that have to be done. These are things that we just have to keep moving on and not stop because of I hate to say this. Yes. You know, she was a congresswoman, and she was shot, and that's horrible. That's terrible. Just as terrible for all those other people that were killed and those families. But we need to keep moving. We need to keep moving forward. We need to, you know, keep our country going forward and not just stop, or we'll fail. We can't, and we just can't do that. So, hey, we got to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. From
time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the Great North Valley. It's true. Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
School attendance matters. I'm Officer Linda Giske with the Reading Police Department. The City of Reading has a daytime curfew for juveniles between the hours of 8:30 and 1:30. Getting smart is better than getting a fine. Aren't you glad your children are in school? School attendance matters.
To find out more about the implications of truancy and advice for parents, visit the Safe Schools Healthy Students website at www.promotepreventorg or phone 530-245-7834.
Hey, how about lunch with me on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday from 12 to 1, unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. Take a break, tune in, and join the conversation about politics, culture, and the conservative perspective. What happens nationally affects our state, our hometown, and our families. Call in and voice your opinion. Chances are, if it matters to you, it matters to a lot of people. The Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday from 12 to 1. Be there.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and the Bot, 7:52 in the morning, January 13th, 2011. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, or chat with us at KCNR1460.com. You know, one of the things, you know, if you think we got it, and I wanted to finish this up at the last seconds there, but I let it get away from me. Illinois. The state of Illinois, they've got a $15 billion problem too, just like us. So how are they going to fix it? They're going to dramatically raise taxes, and they voted on it. Now, this is what the funny thing is. They just had the election, so these are lame duck. These are the lamest of lame duck representatives, because on the last night of their Congress, before the other ones took over, they voted to raise the personal income taxes of all the people in Illinois by 66%, going from 3 to 5% of their personal income. And corporate taxes went from 4.8 to 7%. The last thing they did, because, and it won by 3 votes, there's going to be a swing of over 6 or 7 people in the upcoming Congress in Illinois. So it wouldn't have passed the other way. And, of course, the governor just jumped right on that. Now, Mayor Richard Daley, who is not, you know, is a very strong Democrat, is said, you know, you're going to start seeing businesses leaving here, 30s, 40s, 50s at a time. It won't be big announcements. You're just going to see them drain.
Speaking of another announcement today, the library for the president who conceived the New Frontier is entering a new frontier of its own. It is the first presidential library to make all of its documents available online. The John F. Kennedy Library Foundation is scheduled to make the announcement today, days before the 50th anniversary of Kennedy's inauguration. The library director, Tom Putnam, says it's our hope to reach a new generation of people worldwide. So there's going to be, you can go online. Let me get down here. Okay. $10 million is an effort to digitally archive about 200,000 documents, 300 reels of audio tape containing more than 1,245 telephone calls, speeches, and meetings, 300 museum artifacts, 72 reels of film, and 1,500 photos. AT&T, EMC, Iron Mountain, and Raytheon supplied hardware, software, and technical expertise. And Carolyn Kennedy is obviously the foundation president, has worked very diligently to make this happen. That's really exciting. Again, so many people are working from their computers, and everything is becoming so online that this is a great way. The first time, again, we're going to be able to go and take a tour, a virtual tour through the museum of J.F. Kennedy's life and during his presidency. You know, coming up, we also have something very historical. Right after our 8 o'clock break, we're going to have Mel Fisher on, who was a Pearl Harbor survivor who actually lives here in Reading. We're going to be hearing some of those stories, and we're talking about the event that's happening, a very historical moment here in the North State that is going to be the Pearl Harbor Memorial will be debuted, and we're going to have a memorial that day, which is this Saturday at 1 o'clock at IGO.
That's right. And well,
Veterans Cemetery.
Mel's here, but also Mike Wiley. We're going to talk a little bit about that. You know, something else that, you know, let's going back to the gold just for a minute, if you don't mind.
Going for the gold.
Going for the gold. And my... my computer just stopped. Oh, no, there it's back. One of the things that we were talking about gold, how much it's worth, $1,385 an ounce now, right? Okay. Now, what happened this past year, and tell me if I'm wrong, my friends, but they outlawed dredging in our rivers and looking for gold. They outlawed it, even though that there had been studies for years done about Bad Bob just slammed his head into the microphone.
It happens. Sometimes you can hear it more loudly.
That's right. Anyway, because well, for one thing, it echoes because it's kind of empty. But that's, I'm talking about the microphone. Of course, Bad Bob.
The drum head.
Okay, but the thing about the gold is, you know how they've cut out the logging because of the spotted owl, and then the salmon went away, so we couldn't fish that, and then they took away the gold dredging. And even though that there were studies done on it, but that put – people don't realize how much that cost the North State. And as some people are saying here, wait, but you know what? If gold goes up to $2,000 an ounce, then, you know, was it the Lucky Johnny mine? Is that it? Is that Lucky Johnny that there used to be out here that ran for a long time? So it would probably be worth opening it one more time. And how much would it cost then to get the gold out? That could be interesting. I know that somebody will jump on this.
There's
one
a wonderful
and tell
comment
me.
About. I wonder how many stolen gold items were sent to those cache.
Okay, that's the other thing too. Is Jimmy? That's a good point. Is that we've been told this is, you know, in fact, the chief of police and others were saying is that these cache for gold places is a giant fence. You know that they don't have to prove they own it. They don't have to. There's no bills of sale or anything like that. Saying this is my gold, and they just send it out. It's free money for them from thieves. Just remember that when you are putting your jewelry away, and what kind of security you have
but
at your
also,
house.
But also, let us remark on the fact that when the sheriff was here, he was saying, technically, if you take your gold to a hawk shop, the hawk shop dealers are supposed to. Notate it for 10 days.
Right. Oh, no. It's much longer. I used to work in a pawn shop.
Oh.
Yeah, but they still take their names and proof of it. These
days.
Others,
okay.
they just send it out.
California's
and by the way,
days.
That was the Yankee John mine. It went from 1854 to 1938. Hey, thanks. Thanks, Chatters. They have to ask for ID. and it says here in town. If you have a jewelry, if somebody brings it in, you have to ask for ID and get that. We know another one at Four Winds that he says he sees people bring it and he just won't even take it. He won't touch it because he knows that it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
So, anyway. All right. When we come back, we're going to be talking to, for our Pearl Harbor people. We're going to be talking about a couple other things, too, after that. We're going to be talking on flood insurance premiums right here in River City. And what's been happening with that? You know, this is something that's been in the news months ago. It's coming back now for the residents down in the Bonnie View Meadows area. So we're going to talk about that too. How much time there, Bad Bob?
We're coming out about 20 seconds.
All right. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Join us after the news.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. She was the youngest victim of Saturday's shooting spree.
She showed an appreciation for life, uncommon for a girl her age.
President Obama honored Christina Taylor Greene at last night's memorial. Today, her funeral. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live in Tucson.
Dave, the beautiful brown-eyed 9-year-old loves sports, music, and public service. Christina Taylor Greene, a newly elected student council member at Mesa Verde Elementary, is laid to rest today following a private service. The funeral for Judge John Roll will be held tomorrow. And as the dead are buried in the injured heel, we continue to learn more about accused shooter 22-year-old Jared Loughner and a series of delusional outbursts at school, one in which he insisted the number 6 was the number 18, judged mentally unhinged. He was later suspended, Dave.
Jeff, they're miserable and flooded out Australia.
Their house is their life and it's gone.
27,000 homes either submerged or partly underwater. Just in the city of Brisbane, 25 people are dead. At least 350 killed in Brazil. Rain send mud and water flowing down from the mountains. Other people are missing. Things have been looking better for the job market until this. A big jump in new unemployment claims. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
And Dave, first time unemployment applications jumped by 35,000 last week to 445,000, a total not seen since late October. Just 2 weeks ago, jobless claims dropped to a 2-year low. The spike is attributed in part to the number of temporary holiday workers eliminated by retailers this month. Analysts say weekly job reports in January tend to be less reliable because of those seasonal fluctuations, Dave.
Not much reaction, Jared, on Wall Street. The Dow down 20. Remember Big Blue, the champion chess computer? IBM's next move to Jeopardy. A giant machine named Watson will play a practice round against Ken Jennings and Brad Rutter, two big TV show champs. They'll play in February on TV. Fox News Radio. Farron.
What if you're a Little League coach who gets diagnosed with prostate cancer and now you need a coach? My doctor was great, but with so many tough decisions, I felt lost.
United Healthcare provides you with access to specially trained RNs who walk you through every option, even help you ask your doctors the right questions.
Cancer comes at you like a fastball. Some support can make all the difference.
We're 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at healthinnumbers.com.
At Ally Bank, we don't think it's enough to just offer great rates. That's why we've created a CD with a rate that can get, well, greater. The Ally Raise Your Rate 2-Year CD. You start off with a rate that is consistently among the most competitive in the country. Then you have the option of a one-time increase if our rates go up over the course of the term. When it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? To learn more about our Raise Your Rate 2-Year CD or to open an account, visit allybank.com. Member FDIC.
They are digging out from yet another storm in New England. Parts of Connecticut got 2 to 3 feet from all of this, and the storm is over, but the dig out is a big part of the process now. There has been power outages, but a lot of them have come back on. Only a few hundred in Massachusetts are still in the dark from the storm. The South is also still dealing with this. They got it earlier in the week, but parts of Atlanta and other areas are still under ice. But at the airport, things are getting better. The FAA says in the Northeast, it looks like things are operating more normally. Disgraced former Louisiana Governor Edwin Edwards released from federal prison this morning after serving 8 years for corruption. A legendary voice silenced.
That old black man.
magic.
That old black magic, one of a string of million-selling hits for big band singer Margaret Whiting. Hits that included It Might As Well Be Spring, Come Rain or Come Shine, and her signature song,
Moonlight in Vermont.
Whiting, who recorded some 500 songs in the 40s and 50s, was the daughter of composer Richard Whiting, and their L.A. home was a gathering place for songwriters like George and Ira Gershwin and Johnny Mercer. Margaret Whiting has died in Englewood, New Jersey, the cause not reported, at age 86. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
A mystery surrounds Peter Fonda. The actor found a dead body in a parked car on Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles. Police are investigating, but say Fonda is absolutely not a suspect. He's not a big name like Mitt Romney or Sarah Palin, but Herman Cain hopes to be, throwing his hat in the ring early for 2012.
I'm a problem solver. That's what businessmen do. I believe the people are ready for another option. Instead of another politician, they want a problem solver.
And Ken is a Republican who has a talk show in Georgia. He used to run the Godfather's Pizza chain. Now he's formed a committee exploring the viability of his running for president. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 8:05, January the 13th, 2011, and welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard, that's right.
Welcome aboard.
It's 8:05 in the morning here on the 13th of January. Going to be high today at 52 with a 90% chance of rain. I always love these, the percentage of rain. It's raining, folks.
It's 100% right here at KCNR studios.
No, we have a good forecast, though. Tonight, the showers are going to go down to 39%. Tomorrow's going to be mostly sunny. And Saturday, it looks like we have a great weekend, and we're so looking forward to that. Currently 46 degrees because Saturday, we have a very special event happening out at the Igo Cemetery.
That's right. And our guest,
the Veterans Cemetery, Northern California Veterans Cemetery.
And our guests today are Mike Wiley, who's from the Northern California Veterans Cemetery Support Committee, and our very special guest, Mel Fisher.
Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Pearl Harbor survivors.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
Well, you know, today, Saturday, Mike, tell us what's going to happen on Saturday.
Well, at 1 o'clock Saturday, we're inviting the community to join us in dedicating a monument that has been created by one of our local artisans. John Welch is a fellow from Shingletown who has created everything from the Golden Bears at the California Information Center to the totem pole up in Shingletown.
Wow.
And he put together a beautiful monument out at the cemetery that not only honors the event, which is something that's significant to all of us that served in the Navy and the Marine Corps in our history, but also that honors the ships that were present. So Saturday at 1 o'clock, we're going to get together and dedicate that, and hopefully we'll have as many of our Pearl Harbor survivors and their families there as possible. And that's the idea, is that we're going to join with them in dedicating this monument to that event.
And the public's invited.
Absolutely.
And of course. And you're talking about starting at 1 p.m.
Yes, sir.
So what time should people really get there?
It's probably best to get there 30 minutes early. We have the parking, it's not bad, but you have to kind of move around a little bit. And for those folks that maybe have impaired mobility, we try and provide transportation. So get there a few minutes in advance, and we'll have coffee and snacks both before the event and afterwards as well. Because one of the things we want to do is give people an opportunity to meet Mel and the other Pearl Harbor survivors and their families. So this is an opportunity to join us in doing that and meet them and spend some time with
them.
Right.
Well, we're going to get to Mel after we take our break here. But I tell you what, Mel is here and he's ready to go, ready to rock here. But I want to get get this part out about the ceremony. Now,
sure.
What should happen during the ceremony? Should people expect?
Well, one of the things that we've done in the community at the cemetery is provide rituals that commemorate our veterans and their families. So during almost all of the ceremonies that we have there, and especially this one, we're going to do things that honor our country, that honor our flag, that honor our veterans. We're going to do that through having guest speakers. Rob Burrows is a prime speaker this year because, of course, as a CB and a Navy historian. He's very interested in what we're doing.
Well, you know, I tell you, Rob Burrows, Senior Chief Rob Burrows, is a hell of a guy.
Oh, boy.
You know, I served with him in combat in Iraq. What he has done for our community since he's been back here is second to none. This Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum that he is starting CEO of, huge, huge undertaking. He did it out of love of veterans and his concern that we would just forget. And so having Rob Burrows there as a speaker is more than understandable, Mike.
Well, Rob is a Seabee, and that's really important to Rob because Pearl Harbor was where the inception of the Seabees began. If it hadn't been for Pearl Harbor, there probably wouldn't have been that organization. And as those of us in the Navy know, the Seabees have been a really wonderful part of our Navy. They're a marvelous group of guys that can do anything they put their minds to. And Rob exemplifies that. He's been able to do that in our community and for the Navy in everywhere he's served. And he continues to do that. He's going to speak. And then, of course, John Welch, the artisan that created the monument, will be speaking. Steve Jorgensen is the MC this year for this event. And we have, as always, we have participants from the community, the California Conservation Corps. We have the Red Emblem Club from Red Bluff. We have a lot of folks that help out. So please come out and join us. We want to honor these guys in this event.
Great. We're going to take a break on that note. You don't want to go away. Stay here because when we get back, we're going to be talking to a gentleman who actually lives here in Redding. If you've not heard his name before, Mel Fisher, and he actually made it out of Pearl Harbor and is here to share some stories with us. And we were going to be right back after these messages.
This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR from 8 to 9 for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460 from 8 to 9. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Hi, I'm Dr. James Kremet from Shasta Dental Care. My team and I have probably seen it all when it comes to problems with your teeth. In fact, you may be like some of our patients, good people who used to be unhappy with their smiles. Does this sound familiar? You notice your teeth getting darker as the years go by. Maybe you avoid having your picture taken, even at important events like your child's wedding. You avoid some foods that you really like because they're hard to chew. Good foods like steak and salad. You might even be afraid to smile, even in front of those that you love the most. And whether this is you or someone you care about, it doesn't have to be that way. We can help. No guilt trips, no embarrassment. You've endured enough of that already. If you want it, we can use sedation to keep you comfortable. We've helped hundreds of your friends and neighbors with these same problems. At Shasta Dental Care, we provide health, comfort, and beauty through dentistry. We want to help you.
Call Dr. James Crummett at Shasta Dental Care at 241-2326. That's 241-2326. Or on the web, visit RedingSedationDentist.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
The Chamber will be celebrating its 100th anniversary at its annual Winter Social. Join us for a special evening of prizes, awesome food, and a look back in time. It will be held on Wednesday, December 8th at the Reading Convention Center from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Tickets are $10 pre-sale at the Chamber office or $15 at the door. Our food is sponsored by the Guy Hotel and Spa Shasta, Grilla Bites, Hilton Garden Inn, Round Table Pizza, Sailing Boat, and Sweet Spot. We hope you can join us. Again, it will be held on Wednesday, December 8th at the Reading Convention Center.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're chatting at KCNR1460.com, 814 in the morning, January the 13th. And did you know it takes 17 quadrillion BTUs in the U.S. to heat and cool our homes annually? That's over 1.4 billion barrels of oil, or 146 days a year of being foreign oil free. If you use Geo Exchange, go to crystalair.info or call Crystal Air at 530-623-1000. Ask them how you can cool or heat your home for a lot less money. Our guest today, Mike Wiley, who is from the Northern California Veterans Cemetery Support Committee, and Mel Fisher, Pearl Harbor survivor. Mel, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
You know, Mel, you know, people know you and see you at every one of the veteran events. I mean, you are at every one of the veteran events. And we couldn't be more
such
proud.
Such a great support you are.
We couldn't be more proud to have you here. And people know you as a Pearl Harbor survivor, but I don't think they really know who you are. So we're going to talk about that a little bit.
And is that
we want
okay
to talk
you?
About who you are.
All my secrets.
All your secrets. Well, maybe not all of them, but some of them. Like,
we won't spill them all on the air, trust me.
Where are you from, Mel?
I'm from mostly Southern California. I was born in Detroit, Michigan, but our whole clan, my grandfather, grandmother, uncle, my dad, mother, and my brother, we all moved. When I was 6 months old, we all moved to Southern California, Huntington Park, California.
Huntington Park, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I grew up down in Southern California, spent most of my life down there.
Were you a beach boy?
Maybe a little bit. Long Beach was a little ways down the road.
So what did you do when you were growing up, Mel?
What did I do?
Yeah.
Little as possible. No, when we were there for several years, and then when I got into junior high school, my dad determined that he could make double the money in San Francisco than he made in L.A., because in them days, San Francisco was union and L.A. was not unions. So he put together a truckload of folks, and they left me with my grandmother and grandfather, which was a great break. I liked that because they wanted me to finish the junior high school I was in, and it was a privilege to stay with my grandmother and grandfather. And so I spent that period down there with them, and it was a great life. She was a heck of a baker. She knew how to bake pies, and I was in tall cotton down there for that year. And then finally I moved up in 1940. Let's see, I got to get this right now. 1936, I moved up with my folks in San Francisco, and I went to high school those 4 years. And 1940, school was over, and I turned 18. And there was one quart of milk sitting on the porch every morning, and there were five kids in my family. So you had to get up early if you were going to get any milk. Yeah, things are tough. We knew about hard times with five children going through the Depression and all that. But Southern California, everything grew. They had lots of fruit. I could, on a summer day, barefooted, we could go out and survive. We never had to come home for lunch. I carried a spoon for the avocados we'd pick out of the trees. Yeah, that's a true fact. Yeah. But it was a good way to grow up down there. And we never knew we were poor. My dad always waited till we were all in bed Christmas Eve before he went out and borrowed a tree from somebody.
Borrowed a tree.
Yeah, it was a good life. I was very happy with it. Now that I think about it, I wonder about my mother, how she did that with all those kids. I know she had a routine. She'd wash on, you know, with seven people. She'd wash on Monday and hang them on the line and iron on Tuesday. She was busy, and she'd bake on Thursday. That was a good day.
And that was a good day.
That was because they did a lot of baking in them days. Yeah, it was a good growing up. But in 1940, I figured, man, that milk isn't getting done, and I'm getting bigger. So I said, let's go down and get in the Navy.
So you enlisted in the Navy in 1949.
Yep. The day after my 18th birthday. In them days, you had to be 18 to get in.
Right.
And so I went back down to San Diego and put about 3 months in a boot camp down there at San Diego Naval Training Station.
Okay. Now, Mel, we're going to take a quick break here. So you've enlisted in the Navy. It's 1940. You finished your basic training in San Diego. When we come back, we'll catch up on this then. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
We buy, we sell, we trade. Gold at the Gold Mart, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Dr. Doug Craig, and I have a new show on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. called Wake Up Call. In my Reading psychology practice for the last 22 years, I have learned a few things about how we can heal ourselves, our relationships, and our families. I hope you'll join me as we move beyond politics with a psychology of hope and understanding. Instead of focusing on our differences, let's celebrate our common truths every Sunday at 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460.
Are we going to that Bridal Guide wedding show? The one Sunday, January 23rd from 11 to 3 at the Senior Citizens Hall? The one across from Benton Park?
I wouldn't miss it. Over 80 vendors and lots of prizes, one every 30 minutes. We could plan our wedding all in one day.
And I could look at tuxes.
And we could taste cake and look for our DJ and find our photographer and get my flowers and find a caterer. I hear the show is lots of fun. We could find everything we need all in one place.
And I want to win that HDTV or, ooh, maybe that honeymoon to Disneyland. For more information, you can call 223-3868, 223-3868, or just show up. This is the show that's sponsored by Lazy K Ranch, Affairs, Weddings by Gwen, JBL Ranch and Selmo Vineyards, music by Robert, Hannah and Company, and endorsed by the Shasta County Professional Wedding Association. Hey, I'll see you there, January 23rd. Senior Citizens Hall from 11 to 3 p.m.
See you there.
Come kick off your new year at Wind River Casino, where they continue to set the bar with the finest prizes and largest payouts in the North State. Play Soul Survivor Swipe to Win giveaway and swipe your way into a brand new 2011 Kia Soul and free slot play. Come down and check out the newly remodeled casino with over 1,000 slot machines to choose from, as well as many of your favorite table games. Swipe to Win and Play to Win entries. Just use your free River Club card daily. The more you play, the more chances you have to drive home in the all-new 2011 Kia Soul. This is the ride that looks different and rolls different. Kia Soul, a new way to roll. Play Soul Survivor Swipe to Win. The rewards are endless with over $20,000 in prizes. Swipe to Win and Play to Win entries for a chance to win at the drawing on Friday, January 28th. For more information on Wind River's Soul Survivor promotion, log on to windriver.com or come on down and check out your brand new Kia Soul at Wind River Casino. Don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:22 on January the 13th, and it's 46 degrees out there.
Hey, shout out to Mike's Music, 243-3774. If you're looking for any kind of sound equipment, musical instruments, lessons, Mike's Music on Cypress Avenue, the place to go, home of the pros. Welcome back to the program
Okay. Here
on KCNR 1460.
Our guests today are Mike Wiley, he's from the Northern California Veterans Cemetery Support Committee, and Mel Fisher from the Pearl Harbor Survivors. And we're talking to Mel here. And Mel's told us about coming up through the Depression, one of five kids, and he figured when he saw that quart of milk on the stoop there, and that he was the oldest of five, not the oldest, but he was of five children.
You're the second oldest,
and he was 18.
I was just wondering, in the series of five kids, was your oldest a brother or sister?
He was my older brother.
All right.
Older brother. Okay. So then Mel, as soon as he turned 18, the day after he turned 18, enlisted in the Navy, went down to San Diego, and went through boot camp. And then from there, Mel, you, what was your assignment?
Boot camp. From there, I was assigned to the USS Whitney. She was a destroyer tender. What a destroyer tender does is tend to destroyers. Had a machine shop and all that. But my first going to sea was to be transported from San Diego to Honolulu, or Pearl Harbor, was aboard an old Navy tanker. She was quite old, and she was towing a barge with a lot of aircraft parts. It took us 14 days to get from San Diego to Honolulu to Pearl.
Is that right? I know that they have a race across there, and there's sailboats that make it faster than that.
Yeah.
So
she was single-screwed old reciprocating steam engine, and it was quite a trip. And in the middle of an oil tanker, it's pretty low to the water. There's not much freeboard there. And coming out of San Diego, the flying fish were coming up on deck. You had to be careful. You get hit with one of them buggers. But it was quite a trip experience. They slept in hammocks. The old tankers were kind of old.
Slept in hammocks, huh?
Yeah, they were old Navy, and it was quite a charge. And sleeping in a hammock.
You know. So when you're sleeping in a hammock, you know, I mean, I see it in the movies, and I've slept in a hammock before. I mean, we've strung them out in the jungles before, too, to keep you off the ground, but it wasn't an everyday affair. How was that? You just...
I thought that was the way the Navy operated. Yeah. Just being green and coming aboard, I wasn't going to make any complaints. But you pull that hammock as tight as you could across, because in the morning you'd wake up and you couldn't roll over or anything.
Yeah,
in a
I was
going
to say. Yeah, I know what happened with my luck. Okay, you just, you know, twist around. There you are. You look like a butterfly in a cocoon. Yeah. Okay, Mel. So okay, you got to
then a good
vision. You made it to Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
And then you were assigned to the
USS Whitney.
The Whitney. And the destroyer tender, and you were the ship was based right there in Pearl Harbor.
Most of the time we were there and based there, tied to buoys fore and aft, because what they did is the destroyers would come and they'd come and moor to our port side. They tie up right alongside us, and from there we would repairs they needed we could handle mostly.
Right.
And some supplies and ammo. I learned later we carried a lot of ammo for the destroyers too, which made me really happy to get off that bugger after the 7th.
Okay, Mel. That morning of the 7th.
Yeah.
Do you? What happened that morning?
Well, at that time we had more personnel and we had bunks, so some of us had cots, so we could set the cot wherever we felt like. Sleeping that night within reason,
of course.
And there was a big carbo hatch door on the second deck down, and out there, you know, it's a little warm all the time. There'd be a little breeze coming through there, so I used to sleep right by that hatch. Well, on December 7th we were out a ways from, I haven't figured out just how far we were, but we were a ways out there from the Arizona, and we had 5 destroyers tied up alongside. Well, when the Arizona took that shell up in the bow, which hit the ammunition, when that blew, it woke me up. It really woke me up. Yeah, from then on, it was quite a day. Yeah,
it was the obviously there was no hint before that. From any type of briefings or anything, they just said that, hey, we may have some danger here.
No.
And so the planes coming in and the attack was, and the Arizona blowing up was your first indication
that
we're at war.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then what happened after that when the explosion woke you up? And I'm sure that general quarters was being sounded, and people were and you had 5 destroyers tied to you. Now, a lot of people don't understand the fact they can't move. Even if their boilers are up, they have to get a lot of steam up and a lot of heat up before they can even start to maneuver. So it's not like something you just push a button and take off like you do in a car.
You've got it. That's absolutely it. And it took quite a while because most of the boilers were down on them. We could supply those people with all the needs, water, electrical. Yeah. We supplied them when they were alongside so they could shut down. And it did. It took quite a while for them people to get up steam and secure. And a lot of boilers were open. And it took a while to get them guys squared away. But my experience there was I was on a repair crew, which was about 8 guys, and I wasn't manning a gun or anything. We just held our position, and we had our equipment to repair any damage we got that we could repair. So we did that for a while with all this booming and banging. It took the destroyers a while to unlock the ammo chests.
So they could get their ammo to start fighting back.
Yeah, and it took a while before they could start to fire their anti-aircraft guns. And boy, then it really got noisy because they were right alongside with their guns. There was no 20 or 40 millimeter in them days. It was 50 caliber or their 5-inch anti-aircraft guns.
5-inch, those were, that would have been loud.
Noisy.
Yeah, very noisy going on 5-inch. How much time we got here, Bob?
A little over a minute.
Okay. So, Mel, you know, okay, so the fight started. I mean, it's going on. And we've got less than a minute now. But how long would you say the fight went on? That you can just, does it seem like it lasted forever, or was it something that all of a sudden it was?
Oh,
war?
No, it lasted forever. I've done some research so I can know what the heck I was doing while I was there.
Uh-huh.
And there was an hour.
Okay.
And there was two approaches.
Right, two ways of planes. Okay, we're getting ready to go take a break. When we come back, we'll talk some more about this, and then your experiences after that too, and then some more about our ceremonies here. You know, we're honored to have Mel Fisher from the Pearl Harbor Survivors here as our guest, as we are with Mike Wiley, who does a lot for our community also as a volunteer, and he's helping with the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. He's part of the support committee there, and well, we can't tell you how happy we are that both of you all are here with us this morning. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. The first funeral is today for a victim of Saturday's shooting in Arizona.
The community here of Tucson prepares to say goodbye to Christina Taylor Green. This is the youngest victim of Saturday's shooting. She was just 9 years old. The president acknowledged her numerous times and used her as a point of inspiration for the rest of Americans.
Fox's Alicia Acuna in Tucson, where we'll get an update in a half hour on the condition of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. During last night's memorial service, President Obama revealed that Giffords opened her eyes shortly after his visit to her hospital room. Still digging out from yesterday's blizzard that pounded New England.
We have no heat, no cable, no Zippo.
She's in Bridgewater, Massachusetts. Power has been restored for most blacked-out customers. Many roads are open, side roads getting there, and airports expect to be back up to full service sometime today. Fox News. We report. You decide.
The holidays are over and it's time to start a new year by joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, publisher of MyOutdoorBuddy.com, your host for North State Outdoor News from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings at KCNR. Our show will be forward-looking, fast-paced, and packed with info. Tune in and you could win a free ticket worth $15 to the ISC show in Sacramento January 20 to 23rd. Please support our sponsors, the Royal Polaris, Long Range Baja Fishing out of San Diego, and don't forget to join us Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m. for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news from MyOutdoorBuddy.com.
Are you a movie buff? Or do you just like movies like I do? If you do, join Don Shulman every Sunday from 11 to 12, right here on KCNR 1460. We'll be talking about your favorite movie, your least favorite movie, what's happening in the movie industry, what's releasing, what's going on, and hearing from you, the most important person, the critic. So join me, Don Shulman, every Sunday from 11 to 12 here on KCNR.
Recently, my wife had her annual exam
at MD Imaging, and she had said that she'd went and got a call back later that day. One of the technologists at MD Imaging said that they might have detected something. Through the course of the conversation, they told her that they were just double-checking things. She said she actually felt better than going the first time because the staff member reassured her that it's just precautionary measures. Upon the re-exam, nothing was detected, so it was a great sigh of relief for both my wife and I, and I'd like to personally thank MD Imaging and their staff for just taking the worries out of the whole process and just eliminating one big worry from our lives and putting smiles back on our faces.
Celebrating 60 years of service, MD Imaging brings together technology and compassion to gain life-saving knowledge about your health. MD Imaging. Trust.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 8:34 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. DC and Tim and the Man in Black. They cut hair. They give haircuts. They don't style. They give good prices. They give a great, great conversation. And it's man's last stronghold. And if you're a veteran, you get a discount. That's right, a discount from Cypress Square Barbershop. Go there, mention my name or Linda's. They will applaud. They will cheer.
Not my name. Your name.
My name. They will applaud and cheer, but they won't take another cent off. But you will have a good time talking to them. Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest, Mike Wiley from the Northern California Veterans Cemetery Support Committee. And, of course, Mel Fisher, who we're talking to right now, Pearl Harbor survivor, but so much more. We're going to talk about that. Okay, you know, before we start with Mel, though, there's the rainstorms, Bob, are rolling through here for another hour or so? Or?
Yeah, it looks like if the radar pattern holds, it's going to rain very heavy for at least the next hour or so. Then we should see a brief break after that. It's probably going to pick up again.
Okay. All right, so heavy rain right now. Okay, Mel, you were the fight was on. You were on the Whitney destroyer tender. The first wave it hit, you were there to help repair things. The destroyers were trying to get all their steam up so they could leave. Then what happened?
Well, the most exciting part about that day was the chief determined that three of his crew would man a 26-foot whaleboat. A whaleboat was a double-ender. It pointed on both ends for all the Marines that are listening. Anyway.
Whoa. I think I just got nailed on that one.
You got side hammered, but that's all right.
Okay, that's all right.
Anyway, so we went and we manned this double ender, and he gave us a list of material that they needed for the destroyers so they could get underway. So we left the ship in this whaleboat, and we had to go by the engine, all those battleships. We had to go by them to get to the dock where the supplies were. So we had a good view of the aftermath, a few minutes after, of what was really happened. And it was...
So you were in a whaleboat, 26-foot whaleboat, driving through or helming your way through Pearl Harbor during the middle of the attack on Pearl Harbor, going past the battleships that had all been hit and damaged.
All of them that were hit, yes. And it was a rather gruesome sight, because a lot of people don't know, the Arizona burned for 3 days. All that fuel coming up, she just kept burning. But it was rather gruesome. It was a lesson to learn early on about fatalities. And we went over and got our gear, and then we had to come back through that mess. And it was sad. It was kind of sad and scary, too, because stuff was still going off.
Well, in the Arizona, now that sunk, is still, and you're saying it had so much fuel and it was burning it, I think it still is leaking oil.
Oh, yeah.
To this day, it still leaks oil.
We were over there December 7th. We went over to our 69th anniversary. And they were also dedicating the museum over there. Then they enlarged it. And we went for the services, and it was hundreds of people. We couldn't get close. Anyway, we did get priority to ride over to the memorial again, the Arizona. And she's just like she was. Every time we go check her out.
Uh-huh.
And some days you can see the whole outline of the hull. Most right. anybody that's been there knows that. Yeah. And you do get a little oil seeping up.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, you know, I'm sure I'm asking a question that a lot of people are thinking, Mel, is once you were on the whale boat and you guys were going through the destruction and the mayhem of the battle at that point, and you were how old?
I was 19 then.
Okay. So you're 19 years old and you have this death and destruction that's going on around you. Is there a shock? I mean, you go through a shock, but how does the soldier or the Navy man get back in? You know, you have to keep your bearings about you. You know you're in survival mode. In that particular time, how did everybody just kind of join together and you have to hold on? I mean, what happens at that point?
Well, on a whaleboat, you got the coxswain at the tiller. He's back on the stern with a big tiller in his hand. And down below, there's a little four-cylinder diesel engine that drives this thing. And they communicate with bells. And so they're separate, really. And I really didn't. And I'm sitting up on the bow with all this gear. And you really don't know what your shipmates are thinking. You really don't, because you're kind of isolated. And you just follow the guy with the tiller. He's going to take you where he's going to take you. And you just look and you got your own thoughts. But I think at 19, you're a little bit, I don't know, the proper terminology, you're a little bit in awe of all this.
Well, I think everybody was in awe about what was happening that day. I don't care what your age was on the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Shock.
That day. Shock, yeah. I mean, shock and then anger. And then it's I can just imagine. But we have to take a quick break here. Our guest, Mel Fisher from the Pearl Harbor Survivors, and Mike Wiley from the Support Committee for the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. And we're getting ready. We're having on Saturday a memorial, and we're unveiling the Pearl Harbor Monument out at IGO at 1 p.m. So that's what we're here and we're talking about. We come back, we're gonna talk more about what happened at Pearl Harbor with Mel, but then what's happened in his life since then. Since Mel is identified by so many people as a Pearl Harbor survivor, there's so much more to his life, and it's a richness in his life we want to talk about. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Hi, this is Sharon Gaber-Kavich, owner of Home Helpers, and Judy Garland said it best, there is no place like home. And at Home Helpers, empowering you to stay at home is our first priority. Home Helpers specializes in affordable, non-medical home care for seniors, new moms, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Home Helpers hires compassionate caregivers to help with everyday challenges. Whether your need is for a weekly trip to therapy, the grocery store, or a helping hand and friendly face around the house, we can help. Caregivers can provide transportation to appointments, light housekeeping, cooking meals, and more. Home Helpers caregivers are available by the hour or by the day, and all caregivers are screened, insured, and bonded. If you have questions about non-medical home care and how Home Helpers can assist you, call Home Helpers at 226-8350. That's 226-8350, or online at homehelpers.cc. After all, there is no place like home. Home Helpers, making life easier.
Many of life's failures are from people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Thomas Edison knew what he was talking about. Five Star Bank wants to be your partner in success. It's a great big financial world out there, and having some smart people to count on is so important. Five Star Bank has those smart professionals to give you the kind of advice and support so needed in today's business. Smart people doing good business. You may not be trying to invent a light bulb, but starting and running a small business can seem just as daunting. Great inspiration and wisdom can be had from those who were there before you and I. Five Star Bank wants to be there for you. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
School attendance matters.
If you want to live longer and feel better, go to school. High school graduates live much longer and are healthier than those who don't. Live long, feel better. School attendance matters.
To find out more about the implications of truancy and advice for parents, visit the Safe Schools Healthy Students website at www.promotepreventorg or phone 530-245-7834.
Join Elizabeth and Aaron from the Reading Tea Party, Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 for We the People. Now is the time to find out how governmental overreach will be affecting your private property rights before it's too late. Have you heard about the 9 monuments being proposed that will total 14 million acres? Join us Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 to learn more about this and many other topics affecting you. Sunday mornings on KCNR 1460. Not without a star.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 8:45 in the morning on January 13th. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Doug Tooley is a veteran, 82nd Airborne. Call him at 244-1988, and he will put in Dish Satellite for you. He's been in the business since 1985. Local guy. You need to call him. You'll talk to Doug or you'll talk to Heather. You don't get to some other state. Don't call the 800 number. Call Doug at 244-1988. Does great work.
Currently 47 degrees. If you're just tuning in, this is KCNR 1460. This is Carla Linda Bott. 8:45 in the morning. It is the 13th of January. Going to be high today of a 52 with a 90% chance of showers, although we know right now that it is raining heavy.
Yeah, that 92% chance just went up to 120% chance. Mike Wiley, Northern California Veterans Cemetery Support Committee, is a guest, but as is Mel Fisher, one of our Pearl Harbor survivors. I think there's only like 6 or 7 left in the area. 10 left in the area. And Mel's been talking about what happened to Pearl Harbor that day. You know, after Pearl Harbor, and I know that it was, you know, probably is one of the, you know, one of the most traumatic incidents, I would imagine, and there are at least the most memorable incidents of being in combat like that and not having any idea it was going to start. Until that minute, it began when the Arizona blew up. What was the rest of World War II?
The rest of World War II?
Yeah, and what did you do with that? The other, gosh, it was 5 years after that.
They
4 years.
They came aboard and they were looking for people to man a new battleship. They were building new ships at the time. And I looked around and I said, I don't want to go to war in this thing.
I'd like to go someplace where we can shoot back.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I did. I volunteered and they put us on a train and we went from San Francisco to Norfolk, Virginia. And we commissioned the Indiana BB-58, South Dakota class. And we took a test ride up to Maine, Costco Bay. Came back and loaded her up and headed for Panama. It was on the East Coast. So we went down to Panama, and they had to unload some of it. We drew too much water, and I was afraid we were going to scrape on the bottom of the locks. So they took some stuff off, and we got through the locks. They loaded it back on, and it was a really beautiful trip through the Panama Canal. It was all jungle, except for each end.
Right.
And it was really something. It was hot in the engine room, too, which I ended up.
So you ended up in the engine room on that? And then the Indiana was fought through the war then in the Pacific.
Oh, yeah. We came out on the Pacific side and went down to the equator. And we crossed the equator both ways. And you became a shellback when you...
Yeah.
when you crush
no longer a polywog.
Yeah, no longer a polywog. Anyway, we did that, and we ended up in New Man, New Caledonia, which was a French island pretty close to Australia. And they were happy to see us because the next two islands that the Japanese would have came from Guadalcanal would have been Australia or New Caledonia.
That's right.
So they were happy to see us. And from then on, we worked our way north. Guadalcanal, I don't know, Saipan, Tinian, Okinawa.
You fought in all the battles there.
We participated, and later on did a lot of bombarding. But later on in the war, like Okinawa, we were more protective of the of the carriers with our anti-aircraft stuff.
Because of the kamikazes?
Yeah.
Kamikaze planes? Yeah.
So we did, our total was 14, which wasn't many.
But so, you were out there in the Indiana class. Yeah.
And we went through Saipan, Tinian, Okinawa, Marshalls, Gilberts.
All the battles, Mel, you were there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Many of our listeners in our chat room are saying, thank you, Mel. What a great memory. Thank you for being on and sharing your stories. Thank you for your service and bless you. Really. I mean, these are comments that are coming through. I was telling you about the chat room earlier. So
we want to take a quick break here. And when we come back, you know, Mel, spend a few minutes talking about Mel now. Okay? Carl Underbot, Free Fire Radio, okay. KCNR 1460.
Kick off your new year at Wind River Casino, where they continue to set the bar with the finest prizes and largest payouts in the North State. Play Soul Survivor Swipe to Win Giveaway and swipe your way into a brand new 2011 Kia Soul and free slot play. Come down and check out the newly remodeled casino with over 1,000 slot machines to choose from, as well as many of your favorite table games. Swipe to Win and Play to Win entries. Just use your free River Club card daily. The more you play, the more chances you have to drive home in the all-new 2011 Kia Soul. This is the ride that looks different and rolls different. Kia Soul, a new way to roll. Play Soul Survivor Swipe to Win. The rewards are endless with over $20,000 in prizes. Swipe to Win and Play to Win entries for a chance to win at the drawing on Friday, January 28th. For more information on Wind River's Soul Survivor promotion, log on to windriver.com or come on down and check out your brand new Kia Soul at Wind River Casino. Don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
You can save your business money by paying less for postage. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Marketing Director with NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Outsource your mailings to the experts at NorCal Presort to save time and save money. Think about it. Is that postage equipment sitting in your office making you money? The answer is no. Realistically, you pay a lease, you pay maintenance and ink, you pay labor, you pay full price for the postage, all in advance. How is that saving you money? Get rid of the postage machines and bring your mail to NorCal Presort. NorCal Presort takes the frustration and hassle out of your business mailings. Mailing costs are an increasing monthly expense, but we know how to save you time and money in first class and with your direct mail. Come and see us at 835 Industrial Street, just off Hilltop, or call 221-6895. Save time and money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Call us. 221-6895.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our guest,
can stand me up at the
Mike Wiley and Mel Fisher here talking about the ceremony that's going to be on Saturday. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They support veterans. They support veterans' issues and the veterans in our community, Joe and Shelley. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 at Hilltop Drive. Mike, you were saying something during the break.
Yeah, I grew up. I have had an uncle who just passed away last year, who was on one of the ships that was in Pearl Harbor, and I grew up hearing about Pearl Harbor. I joined the Navy in the early '60s, and I spent over 20 years in the Navy. And part of it was because of the legacy that was provided by people like Mel. And one of the things that I really appreciate about what we do at the cemetery is that even if we didn't have kids in the audience, we bring young people out to help us at every event. And every time we do this, those young people are learning from people like Mel about what it takes to be an American, what it means to participate in the kinds of things that make us unique. And I think this is I don't know if it's the best thing that happens out there, but it's certainly one of the best things. So, you know, I really encourage people to bring their young people out so they have an opportunity to meet people like Mel, so they see the kinds of things, the sacrifices, so they experience from people like Mel firsthand what it was like to go through these. And this is our legacy, and people like Mel, and that's, you know, we want them to share that with our young people.
Yeah, and you know that how people like Mel and all and so many of our veterans, no matter what war, have come back from war and assimilated into society, and it's helped make this society so rich and so, and you know, such a a forward-thinking and a constructive society. It's, you know, the greatest generation has passed that on to others in those veterans. You know, Mel, after the war, you came to Reading or in this area. You've been in. What did you do since you've been in Reading? And we've got a few minutes left here.
Well, we retired when we came up here.
Oh, okay. And before that, you were?
I worked for a chemical company. We manufactured catalysts for oil refineries in East L.A.
Oh, okay.
And it was quite an experience. It was a product that once you started it, a chemical product, you couldn't stop it. Went through a whole bunch of cycles of washes and filters mm-hmm. and stuff like that into the packaging end. And it was interesting. I had a crew, which I tried to keep our end up as far as the production went.
And okay, so then you moved to the North State about, what, 19, what?
Let's see, about 30 years ago.
About 30 years ago. And did you show me a fire? You were a member of a fire department?
Oh, yeah. While we were up here, when we first retired up here, out in Jones Valley where I live, we didn't have any fire suppression. And so we, a bunch of us, got together and we leaned on the county for a while. And finally, they agreed we could have a volunteer fire company. So that community out there, that little community out there, got together. And John Caton, he was our supervisor then, he gave us a piece of ground, and that community gave us the material, and the fire company and some of the talented people around there, we built our station. All the way, we got it up to the roof, and then the supervisors came by and said, well, maybe we better help these guys. So they gave us some money to finish the roof and all that. But we have a nice block fire hall out there in Jones Valley. So I was the only one retired. The rest of the guys were all working at various occupations. So they said, you be the chief. And I said, chief? And I said, okay, I'll be the chief, whatever that means. So then we decided we better go over to Shasta College and find out what the chief's supposed to be doing. So we did, and we did all the medical stuff and the EMT stuff and got state certified. And we went along and went to a few of these schools and classes, and so I hung there as chief for many years, and then finally I figured it was time to do something else, so I got more active with the veterans organizations. And
well, we're really glad you did.
I at the cemetery support committee, I member of that also, and I take care of medical and the fire suppression people. That's my job, is to make sure we got both of those to all our.
You know, Mel, you are. How can I put this politely? But you're over the age of 75, obviously.
88.
Okay. This man is 88 years old, and every time there's a veterans
sharp
event,
as attack.
He is out there, and we don't mean this in any other way, but you know, when I'm 88. I want to be like Mel. I want to be able to walk around and be everywhere, and to do the things that you do. You are just—I tell you what—you are just a icon of the community, Mel.
You know what I tell people when they say that? I say, "Well, I got my choice. It's either honeydews or out there among the guys."
Whoa! I like that. Get on that Harley. Let's ride.
That's good.
That's a fact. Yeah. Well, no, I should add, though, I'd like to add, though, that I come from a family of military people. My dad was a pilot in World War I.
Oh, wow.
Kelly Field, Texas.
Wow.
And he didn't get overseas, but he flew one of them old biplanes.
He was a volunteer.
And my brother was in the 1st Infantry Division, Big Red 1, and he went mm-hmm. over 3 landings, North Africa, Sicily, and Normandy. He brought home a lot of medals, and my dad kept asking me, hey, when are you going to get some of that stuff? And I said, we don't have battleships.
Yeah, you just get that. You know, my father landed at Normandy and fought his way through, and he came back, I think, with like five ribbons or something like that. I mean, and on a walking tour of Europe, they're fighting his way through. But I think, in fact, I even have those at home. But, you know, Mel, and Mike, thank you so much.
Can I add one
sure,
thing?
Sure, of course.
I had 3 sons and a daughter. 2 of the sons, one did Korea, and the other one did two tours in Nam. So we got them all covered.
Yes, you do, sir. And you know what?
thank you so much
for your service. And Mike, thank you for your service
and
also.
Let's not
Navy
forget
veteran.
Saturday, 1 o'clock.
Saturday, please. 1 p.m., bring your family.
Igo Cemetery, the Veterans, Northern California Veterans Cemetery. If you've never been, it is a most beautiful place, and it is the unveiling of the memorial for Pearl Harbor, 1 p.m. Saturday.
That's
just
right.
Be there.
Another phone call just said, thank you so much, Mel, for your story, that it's, you know, it means a lot to people. It really does.
Come and meet Mel on Saturday.
That's right. You know what? And we see a lot of the same people out at all of our events. Let's have new people. Let's have a bunch of new people with their children out there. Grab your friends. Bring them out so they can see this. Hey, tomorrow we've got a couple of interesting guests. One, Jay the taxi driver is going to be on, and from the Yellow Cab. And these guys are just absolutely great. We want to talk to Jay and his stories and his philosophy, which is, you know, it's kind of like the taxi guy philosophy. But also Patrick Jones is going to be here from the city council. He wants to talk about charter cities. There's going to be an important meeting on Tuesday where there's going to be a vote if we move forward with the idea of a charter city. But he'll be talking about that tomorrow. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. They're raising a very special flag right now in Arizona ahead of the funeral for 9-year-old shooting victim Christina Taylor Greene, who was born on 9/11. The largest American flag recovered from the World Trade Center site on 9/11 being raised this hour in Tucson. Greene's funeral begins 3 hours from now.
She showed an appreciation for life uncommon for a girl her age.
President Obama, during last night's Tucson memorial, appealing for a democracy that lives up to our children's expectations. Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz, live at the White House.
White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the president's call for more civility in public discourse was not aimed at any one person or any one party. And he says it really wasn't new.
I have heard him say for as long as I've been with him, the notion of disagreeing without being disagreeable.
As for the pep rally atmosphere of last night's memorial, Gibbs defended it as appropriate.
I think part of the grieving process is celebrating the lives of those that were lost.
Gibbs says the president was simply